from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, it's deadline day. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. And we are joined right now by our sports director, a wonderful man, Jeff Hathorn. And he's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. No more clogged gutters, no more overflows, no more ladders. Gutter Helmet, 888-5. Helmet. It's also the first day of pads for the Steelers, so it's a busy day, and it's always a busy day for Jeff. Thank you for joining us so early. How are you today, big guy?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, normally it'd be just no-brainer, first day of pads. But, you know, especially these last couple of games, like, you fell in love with this baseball team.
They have shown such guts. We talked about that to start the show, Jeff, that it feels like, particularly on the offensive side, they have squeezed every last bit out of this roster that they can. And you're 2 games back at the deadline. And if you're Ben Cherington, how do you watch that? How do you watch Derek Shelton emote the way that he did in the dugout last night and not say, I owe it to these guys to get a guy or two? And I know that there were deals made yesterday, and we'll get to that, but do you think that Ben Cherington is watching this, and do you think he can allow his emotion to play a role here to push some chips into the middle of the table?
I mean, the best moves are made without emotion, you know, and without thinking about what the fans are thinking, what just happened in the last 2 games. However, like, how do you not watch that? I mean, Cherington knows those guys. He has relationships with those guys. How do you not see that and say, all right, damn it, I don't want to do this, but these guys deserve it. I mean, we'll see. Some of the pieces that they were rumored in on are gone. Some of the obvious available players. Doesn't mean others wouldn't be available if you made a nice offer. But here's the thing. Like, do you make the Chris Archer trade? And meaning, like, do you go over the top and give away a lot of because you think, you know, at that time, the Archer trade, they had won 15 of 19. They had turned from like a team that wasn't going to go in the playoffs to they wanted a chance, and they thought they could do it for a couple of years. So they went for that trade, and it didn't work out. So do you ride that emotion and say, okay, you know what, we're going to go for it. We're going to give up Chandler. We're going to give up Johnson. And then that roll of the dice doesn't pay off. That's what he's facing right now.
Well, Jeff, I mean, we've known for a long time that they just need to add a bat or they need to add 2 bats, to get this team over the hump and to make them more legit. But, I mean, 11 hours is the time frame that we have right now to make a deal done. I mean, outside of what we've always been talking about, they have a bunch of injuries right now. Palacios, hamstring. Oh. G1 Bay, his knee. Nick Gonzalez, his groin. Like, don't they almost have to legit make a major league trade within the next 11 hours outside of everything else?
And a major league trade that can make an impact.
Right.
Not some dude who is a fringe player from some other team. Yeah, I agree with you. And we know Gonzalez is out weeks. So we don't know about the other guys yet, but we do know Gonzalez is like, he's probably not back until September. So you need to add another bat. It's just, I know, listen, I want to see it for these guys. I think that I do believe they're trying. Sometimes you just, Adam, to your point, you just need to say it and just go, you know, and just pull the trigger and say, you got to add a bat. There are people out there. De La Cruz from the Marlins is on the table. Like, that's a dude you could have control for with a couple of years. Love a corner bat like that. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's not over yet. But man, it especially stinks to see like Soler go to the Braves.
Yes.
Chisholm go to the Yankees. And it's like, dude, like, let's go.
And Chisholm in particular, the cost to get him, and a number of these guys, the cost to get them, it drives me up a wall. We talked a lot yesterday about Randy Arozarena, and they gave up the 14th and 15th best prospects in their system to be able to bring him in to the Mariners. Let's talk about what they have done. So Jalen Beeks comes in. He's a setup guy in Colorado. He's a lefty. His numbers against lefties really good. Was this just simply, in your mind, Jeff, them adding a lefty reliever because they only have one? Or does this maybe mean Aroldis Chapman is available via trade?
It could mean, but I think it's funny because we're talking about the bats that are down. I think this is reaction to Borecki not being able to be a part of this team. So they needed someone to fill in for Borecki, so they went out and got this lefty reliever. Here's what's so weird. You mentioned the lefty splits. The home and away splits for Beeks are amazing because he has a 3.25, I think, ERA at Coors. Huh. But he's 6 on the road, which is bizarre. But, you know, if you got a 3.25 ERA Coors, you're able to pitch. I mean, it's a nice ad if you had the hitting solved. That as the only thing you do at the major league level is a bit of a hard pill to swallow. But he's a nice ad that can help stabilize a bullpen and bring, you know, another veteran voice back there. I don't know if that means, I know people have connected the dots, oh, they're just going to salary dump Chapman. I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
Jeff, let's transition to training camp. First day of pads is today. Who are you excited to see with the pads on the first time? Is it Peyton Wilson? Is it Faltanu? Is it Zach Frazier? Some of those rookies. Who are you excited to pay attention to today?
Yeah, those are three, absolutely, that you want to see. I want to see, you know, a couple of these receivers react when there's the fear of getting hit. Like, let's see what happens when they go over the middle. And Beanie Bishop's another one. Yeah, I loved his quote the other day about saying that, man, I'm not just some tall, pretty corner. Like, I can cover and I can tackle. Well, we haven't seen him tackle yet. Like, how does he tackle some of those bigger guys? Dorn, you hit on that, though. I definitely want to see these rookies. Peyton Wilson has opened some eyes. He looks like he understands what's going on defensively for the most part. What's he going to do? Like, is that speed? Is he able to cover receivers when it's real? Is he able to bring them down? Like, there's so much of it. And and he had a great line. It was like, man, this is just underwear practice. Like, that ain't football. Like, I want football. I want to show people what I can do. And let's see what he can do.
Do you think they take Russell Wilson out of the bubble wrap? Is he going to be a full go participant today?
I think he'll do a couple of drills. I don't think he's going to go full, which again is an opportunity for Justin Fields. Like, hey, pads are on now. While you can't hit the quarterback, the scrambling's a little bit more legit because you're in full pads. But let's see what he can do. He's been inconsistent so far. I did a story on the website. I mean, the reality is the best quarterback at camp so far has been Kyle Allen, which doesn't mean that he's in the mix to be a starter. He's in the backup. What it means is, at least if somebody goes down, Kyle Allen's been decent.
Oh, no.
Well, there's only been, what, two or three quarterbacks?
I mean, oh, no,
yeah,
still.
He's had a practice.
Yeah.
But that being said, we've seen some times at camp where you're looking at quarterback play and you're like, yeah, he can play.
I'm happy we'll polish it that way. Yeah. That he can play and not that Justin Fields has not been great. Jeff, busy day. Appreciate you jumping on with us. Hopefully when we talk on Thursday, the Pirates will be a better team than they are right now.
Amen.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, probably getting in a car right now and driving to St. Vincent College in Latrobe.
Yep.
Callis put something together, Doran. If the Pirates make a trade at any point during today's show, this will be the sounder that you hear.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey-o!
Hey! They did it.
It's a trade!
Oh, that's so corny.
Oh, baby, I love it. That could surprise people, so we wanted to play it early so that you knew what that meant, and it would mean that the Pirates make a trade. And sometimes you get surprised, the heart flutters, and I want to remind everybody to get your heart checked at UPMC. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. We'll react to some of what Jeff had to say when we come back in the next segment. And then we really haven't gotten into the moves the Pirates have made.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pirates two games out of a playoff spot, and we just talked to Jeff Hathorn about what they could do at the deadline, and I would like Ben Cherington to be moved by emotion. I feel like the best general managers probably aren't. You probably have to be steadfast. I feel like he could. I feel like Ben Cherington could use a little
kick in the butt.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. That's a little slap across the backside. Like,
yeah.
All right, Benny boy, let's go here.
Let's go.
Let's go here. I mean, what more do you need? The owner, not too terribly long ago, said the goal is 100% to make the playoffs. You don't exactly have to wait until the deadline to make a trade. Well, they made a couple yesterday. They have now what, 10 hours and 39 minutes, who's counting, to make a trade today. So he didn't get something done early, but you've got permission from ownership. You've got a fan base that will pack PNC Park if you even put forth a little bit of effort. And you've got a baseball team that's now gutted itself to back-to-back wins, is 12-5 since July 8th, the best mark in all of baseball, 6-4 since the All-Star break. It's time. Now, a couple of moves were made yesterday. Jalen Beeks, the left-handed setup man, comes in from Colorado. The number's not great, 4.74 ERA. That's not going to get anybody excited. His ERA, as Jeff mentioned, outside of Coors Field, not very good. But against lefties, and he's being brought in as a lefty specialist, he's only got a 5.29 OPS against. So I do think that's a pretty good move, and I don't think it was an insignificant return that the Pirates gave up. They gave up Luis Peralta, who is 23 years old, recently got promoted to Double A, but he has, in 39 innings, 64 strikeouts.
Wow.
So, not a huge prospect or anything like that, but a guy that a year, 2 years down the road could have been your left-handed reliever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a buy move, and you needed it to happen because Borecki's recovery is not going according to plan. The other move they made was for Nick York, and I love this deal, Dorn. 22-year-old, former first-round pick at a high school. He is hitting .310 in AAA this year, only 38 games in AAA, but he's got a good hit tool according to prospects. He's a patient hitter according to prospects. According to prospect experts. And you give up a guy that I don't think you had a place for in Quinn Priester.
Right.
And this feels more like a move for down the road than this year, but you're allowed to do both. I'm okay with making moves like that that should help your team get better in the next year or two when you're also adding to the major league club. Mm. Like, if you do both, I'm fine with it. If that was all you did, I don't think I'd be so excited.
Yeah, but it's still not what you need. It's still not the moves that you need. You need a major league bat, and you need outfield help.
Mm-hmm.
They've had their opportunities, and they lost out on them. And you kind of wonder, and it's going back to the emotion thing, like, it just keeps sticking with me whenever he's like, we've said no to some things. Like, I know you want to dictate, and I know you want to get aggressive, and I know you know that you need to add, but do you really think that you should be saying no to certain things?
Right.
Like, what is off the table? Whenever we're talking of the respects of trading, like, everything should be on the table.
If you are big game hunting, if you are going after a Luis Robert, if you are going after a Brent Rooker, I think sometimes no needs to be in your vernacular because those are big time players. And so I'm guessing the White Sox, I'm guessing the A's want the best of the best that you have to offer. And you might not be willing to go with a Bubba Chandler. Something like that, I can understand saying no to.
Mm-hmm.
But when Randy Arozarena winds up going for the 14th and 15th best prospect, what are we doing here?
Right, Jazz too.
When you see Jazz Chisholm go for a guy who at the beginning of the year was the 20th best prospect in the Yankees organization, what are you saying no to there?
Right.
I'm guessing if it came out publicly, it would really infuriate Pirates. And just an educated guess, but that those kind of no's, that irritates me. 14th and 15th best prospect. So you're not willing to go to 12th or 11th or 13th or whatever for the Pirates to be comparable to the Mariners system. That's when no doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And even for a Luis Robert or a guy like that, push your chips in because they're not just rentals. Guys like him, guys like Brent Rooker will be here for years. Okay, no to Bubba Chandler. But anybody else? I'm saying yes. I think. Follow me on this. I might be totally out to lunch. This is where I need you to be like, Crowley, you're being crazy, or just tell me if it makes sense to you. So you go and you get Nick York, former first-round pick, sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. For Quinn Priester, I think that's a good deal. You've got O'Neill Cruz. You've got Nick Gonzalez. Am I stretching too far to say that maybe this makes Tamar Johnson available? Is that obnoxious of me to even suggest that because you bring in this guy who was once a highly touted dude who's only 22 years old, that it means that, okay, well, now we've got even more middle infield depth in our farm system, and so perhaps we could part from a guy like Tamar Johnson in a bigger type trade?
Makes sense.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, why get another middle infielder whenever you have somebody that maybe in two years will be up, but this guy will be up quicker.
Right.
But you don't really need him if everybody is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because he could come up in September as like a September call. He might be up before then just based on necessity.
Right.
But I thought initially, oh, just bring him right to Houston. But then he's only played 38 games at AAA. He's probably not ready right now. And he did not hit super great at AA this year before he got to AAA. Now, Kevin Young, I thought, had a great bit of analysis on the TV broadcast yesterday. He said some guys struggle when you're facing pitchers who aren't as polished. Like, you're in AA, you're in single A, and there's a lot of big-time prospects that are throwing 99 miles an hour but have no idea where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have an approach at the plate.
Right.
Because the pitchers are guessing where the ball's going. You're basically guessing, too. I hope there's some of that in there for Nick York. But it just got my gears spinning a little bit. Like, from the mindset of, we want to augment the current club, Nick York does not really move the needle. Tamar Johnson's not going to help you this year. He might not help you next year. Probably won't. So does this make him expendable? I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Could be preparing for a package there.
It also could be, again, as the gears are turning. Like, what are we doing with Key Brian Hayes? Like, is he a guy who, if you could play second, can he play third? I know he's played some left field. Does he figure into their outfield plans? I'm not sure.
Well, what if Yandy Diaz is a part of it? I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be some movement with Cabrian Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have somebody that's already, you know, somewhat hot at first base, so why would you even want to platoon that right now? I mean, you could, but if there's somebody that's not hot, it's Cabrian Hayes, and you have a guy that can play third base and is a better bat, can hit lefty. Like, that's probably, if that move goes down today, Cabrian Hayes, I don't know where that leaves him.
Yeah, I think you just go full platoon stuff, but I get what you're saying on Tellez.
Yeah, why mess that up?
Both Tellez and O'Neill Cruz all of a sudden are hitting lefties way better than they... I mean, certainly in Rowdy's case, he wasn't hitting lefties at all. Neither was Cruz. Cruz has more extra base hits in the last month against lefties than he did in his entire career before that point. I realize we're not talking about Cruz, but yeah, Diaz isn't the perfect fit. But you just need to find a bat.
Well, I mean, if you have the approach, too, if you're going to platoon Tellez and Diaz,
mm-hmm.
you're taking a good bat out of the lineup, right? With Tellez or Diaz.
Tellez still, even though he's been better against lefties, isn't even good per se against lefties. And Diaz is really good against lefties. I think you're going to have one of those guys in your lineup at all times if you get Yandy Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Tellez will be against righties. Diaz will be against lefties. And then Key Brian Hayes, for me, would come out of the lineup against righties because he can't hit righties. And while Diaz isn't great against righties, anybody's better than Key Brian Hayes against righties.
Right.
And then you can mix and match with McCutchen, too. He always needs days off. Like, between those three spots, you can find a place for Diaz, and then you can allow Rowdy to play to his strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want him to be in there against a lefty from time to time, hey, I'm cool rolling the dice on that now. But just find a way to get an extra bat in here. Jazz Chisholm would have been more ideal. Any number of these guys, Randy Arozarena, would have been ideal. You need outfield help first and foremost, but at this point, I can't complain if they just simply add a bat, really at any position, and then just get creative. Because here's the other thing, and you brought this up a bunch. Now they're banged up.
Yeah.
Their bench is so thin now. Like, you might have to call Jack Damn Sawinski back up. For the second time, you brought this up before the show.
Right.
Twice they've been like, all right, Jack, it ain't working, go to the minors. Oh, sorry, Jack. If they would call him up this time, well, you're going to need to come back up to the big leagues, even though, well, you're not cutting it right now. We've got Are You Smarter Than a Plumber coming up next, and we'll continue to talk about the Pirates at the trade deadline. It is 7:31. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by our friends Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating, Southside Jake, joins us now after the debacle of last week for Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Got all his facts wrong last week, and we still waxed the floor with him. What do you got for us this week, buddy?
Well, you couldn't let me forget it, could you? You couldn't just let it go.
Of course
you
not.
Know? Come on. It was one time. And, you know, All right, you got me. You got me.
I don't know where you're coming from today either. Like, it could be football, first day at pads, could be baseball, could be, oh, God, the Olympics, big-time golf stuff going on. I'm a little bit nervous. Fire away, big dog. I keep calling everyone big dog.
Big dog.
I did that to Jeff. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, big dog. Big dog!
Let me hit you with the first one here. There have been 33 modern-day Olympics. Which country has hosted the most Olympics?
Hosted the most?
Yeah.
So summer and winter included.
Correct. Correct.
Sochi. He froze.
You guys got anything here? Yeah. Or what? There's got to be a timer going off.
I know. I'm just thinking about the United States had Salt Lake City.
Yeah. They also had Lake Placid.
They did have Lake Placid, 1980. Miracle on Ice.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's two. Correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we guess the United States?
Yes.
I don't think it is.
Oh, well, what do you got, Callis? Big dog?
Big dog.
I don't know.
Oh, great. You can't just throw it.
Well, I know. Wait a minute.
I got it. China.
I'll go with China. That's fine.
Final answer?
Yes.
Final answer? Callis screwed you. It was the United States.
Mother!
Oh, my goodness.
Eight times.
Eight times?
Probably four.
Yeah.
Well, there was Atlanta, right? Anyway, go on. Get the next question out of the way here.
Callis, come on, man. All right. What is the dimension of a MLB base, not including home plate? What's the dimension of a base?
Callis?
What'd you say?
I know what they used to be, but now they're
new. They added 3 inches.
So what, it'd be 5 foot by 5 foot?
So what was it before?
A base. I guess.
I don't think it's 5 by 5.
No, not 5 by 5.
That'd be like me laying down.
Right.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm all screwed
What
up.
Did you think he was asking?
I'm all screwed. Don't ask me for help anymore. That's my bad. No, it's my fault.
Imagine if the bases were 5 by 5.
What did you think?
Ellie De La Cruz had 700 steals by now.
What did they used to be?
You all said right, you know what they used to be. Either answer. Modern or
what are they used to
with
be?
With the added inches. Yeah.
They're like 18 inches? I don't remember. It's my fault. This is all my fault. My mind scrambled.
You asked for baseball questions.
You're right. You got me.
Oh. 5 by 5. I think it's 15 by 17.
But it's a square.
Final answer.
What are you doing?
15 by 15.
All right, it's 18 by 18, guys. Oh
my
goodness!
But it's a square, says the guy who thought the bases were 5 feet.
That's
long,
a bad one,
five
though,
feet
too.
Wide.
We're talking common sense,
Callis. You'd be stealing bases in the big leagues if they were 5 by 5.
Be stealing rectangles.
All right, last one, Jake. What do you got?
Last one.
Moneyball.
All right, this is a little bit of Pirates trivia here. Okay. Actually, MLB trivia, too. Who was the first MLB pitcher to win an ERA crown on a last-place team?
Oh, my God.
Here is a hint. He was a Pirate, and it was in 1955. Uh-huh.
He won the Cy Young in 1955.
Yep, the crown.
Callis, what do you got?
ERA crown. Let's go.
Callis is eating his oats.
Callis, we need full participation from you.
I'm tapped out. I'm terrible.
Oh, my God.
No idea.
Oh, dude.
You got it?
Yes. 1955?
Yes.
Bob Friend.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
Save face.
Charlie, that was awesome.
I saved face. Awesome. Like the Buccos in Houston in the final game of that 3-game series.
That was awesome. You have the clutch gene. Don't let Dorn tell you don't.
Five foot by 5 foot, these bases.
Right.
Stealing rectangles might have been Callis' best line of all time, by the way. All right, Jake. We appreciate your time. We will talk to you next Wednesday when the Pirates will be like 9 games over .500. Thank you.
Let's go. See you, boys.
Thanks, see you, Jake. Buddy. You'd be stealing rectangles out there. That is a tremendous line. I don't know stuff like that. I gotta know
what the shape is, though.
Callus, you said they were 5 feet by five. You have no leg to stand on.
I knew there was a five in there. 15 inches.
Tyler Glasnow never would have been traded for Chris Archer if home plate was 5 feet by 5 feet.
Like,
he would have been able to throw strikes back then.
Ooh.
An unfair shot at Tyler Glasnow?
No.
Perhaps.
Whatever.
I did want to bring this up with Quinn Priester before. We have seen a ton of Pirates leave and then go have a ton of success elsewhere. The list is long. Charlie Morton. Mm-hmm. Garrett Cole got better when he left. Tyler Glasnow. Jameson Taillon had success here, but has also had success elsewhere. I'm sure there are others that I'm forgetting. I don't see it with Quinn. I don't. I think at best, he could be a mainstay as a number five starter in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I was starting to warm to him, and then his last appearance was very bad.
Awful.
And so, really, his ERA up around seven. With Morton, with Glasnow, you could see the stuff. He ain't got the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So to get the sixth best prospect from the Red Sox for that, I don't think in 2 years we're going to be going, oh, can you believe Quinn Priester is top 10 AL and ERA? No, I don't think that's going to happen. All right, coming up next, not only is it a big day, as we are, 10 hours and 15 minutes away from Major League Baseball's trade deadline. It's also the first practice in pads for the Steelers. We get into that coming up next. And this Steelers talk, this Steelers coverage on The Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Could have used a calculator in that last segment. Noah Hyles all over this Pirates trade deadline. Going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. The 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Noah will be on The Fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I feel like since 2018 that the first day in pads is always the story. 4 hours pads talk. And today it's the Buccos. But that does not mean that there's no room for pads talk. And Doran, if you were going down there today, what are you looking at? You have been through many a training camp. You have witnessed many a training camp, both college, pro, high school. Who's it changed most for when the pads go on, and who would you be watching today?
A rookie offensive lineman. I mean, you have Peyton Wilson, who has been showing up a lot, during the first couple days of training camp. He can't wait to put the pads on. He's a linebacker. He's used to it, but you know, playing linebacker in the NFL, it's very difficult. Playing middle linebacker, off-ball linebacker, it's difficult, but it doesn't change. Like, it's still, you're still hitting. Like, you have to have that mentality to hit. You have to go downhill. You have to get off blocks. Do the, you know, the things that we all know. But for rookie offensive linemen, especially a center like Zach Frazier, like, guys are big. Guys can move just as fast. Like, guys were moving on the defensive line that are 300-plus pounds just as fast sideline to sideline as I was moving. Now, things are going to be moving. There's going to be exotic defenses. There's going to be fronts. There's going to be blitzes and picking up different things that you've never seen before. But that's where I would start. I would start with the Fautanus. I would start with the Zach Fraziers and see if their game and then if I was there throughout every single day like Kabali was and watching them without pads, I want to see their game change with pads. And that can become easier. For offensive linemen, it is easier to block guys with pads than it is to block guys without pads. I want to see Zach Frazier's game change. I want to see how physical he is. I want to see if he has if there's somebody that's like, you know, a shade on him, if he gets rattled and kind of dribbles a ball back in a shotgun. Like, how fast does he get his head up to pass protect? Things of that nature that is different with pads and it is not with out pads and Fautanu as well, and being a physical player, that's where it is. Like, I mean, the running backs are the running backs. Now, you know what Najee can do. You know what Jalen can do. You know what Pat Freiermuth can do. Receivers, they're not going to get hit across the middle because it's practice. You'll see that in the actual preseason game. So Roman Wilson, they're not going to thump. You know, it may be a little thud, but nothing too serious. So if you're looking around and thinking about positions, probably linebacker because they'll be downhill and they'll be able to hit guys and thud guys up. But offensive line and defensive line, that's where it changes.
I think the season starts today with that offensive line because the best possible version of the Steelers, when it's all said and done, I think is going to be with Zach Frazier at center, with Broderick Jones at left tackle, and with Troy Fautanu at right tackle. And I said this a bunch. I think starting fast with the running game is so huge this year, and that starts today. That starts today. Because I know they got Herbig playing center, and they move the tackles around, and they still have an affinity for Dan Moore Jr. I want the talent to shine through. They're going to have downs. They're going to have it. Might be a struggle today, but you need to see that steady improvement.
Well, the exciting thing, if you are going up to practice where you're covering the team, like, you know that Mike, and you said this when we were preparing for the show, like, one thing that you're like, yeah, I called Mike Tomlin out, but there's one thing that I can't say, you know, enough about him is he's a football coach. Like, he loves it. He's invested. He's invested in every drill, every rep. And you know the first rep today, what it's going to be, it's going to be Troy Faltano and TJ Watt.
Yep.
And that's going to be very exciting. Because then you get to see what that rookie really has and see if he is ready. I mean, he's going to be ready eventually, but maybe he steps right on that field and just stones him. Like, I mean, and that changes a lot of things. That changes even the dynamics of practice. If, like, I'm a tight end and I'm, like, watching that drill peeking, if I'm getting my water on my knee and I'm looking over, like, let's see what this rookie got against DJ. And he stones him, that whole practice will change.
Oh, the energy through
the
roof.
Oh,
and if you don't think Tom is going to then call, TJ, what you doing? You're going to let the rook get you.
Listen.
And then you're getting A-game, TJ.
Then let's go again.
Yep.
Like, that and then that breeds healthy competition, and that's what you can look forward to for the next couple of weeks of getting Faltano ready to play right tackle, even Broderick Jones against TJ, even, some, you know, backs on backers as well, seeing what they can bring to the table. It'll be very interesting, but I know for damn sure that is going to be the first drill, or it's going to be Pickens, JPJ, one-on-ones. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And you will see those one-on-ones go on at the same time.
As the tackles.
As the tackles and then as the
backs on backers.
Yep. Today's the best practice to go to, I think. Steelers fans, if you want to travel down Route 30, you should probably be in line already today. And then the night practice on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin, he lets those guys go at it.
Yep.
These are the practices to watch. We'll get more into the Steelers and pads a little bit later on in the show. Plus, look at some of the stuff going on around the NFL coming up at about 8:45. But up next, it is now about 9 hours. Math?
Yeah, it was 12.
10 hours.
10.
10 hours from Major League Baseball's trade deadline. We got Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette joining us next. First, though, fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 83.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.